Joining us now on the Ticket Hotline, also speaking of the Oscars, is the head usher from last night at that theater on the Hollywood Strip. It's our favorite octogenarian, Jesse the Usher. Good morning.
Can you believe it? I've done 72 of these Oscars now.
Wow.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Yeah. I tell you what, thank you. I appreciate that very much. It was a difficult night last night.
Why is that?
Oh, just having to watch Conan O'Brien struggle through it.
Oh, come on.
I'm kind of with
funny.
You.
He had some moments.
He's the most twitchy person I've ever seen.
Yeah. He has kind of a nervous presentation.
Is it just the luck of the Irish that he even got that gig? How'd that happen, that old redhead?
He's been around a while.
I'm just teasing. I love old Conan's.
Yeah.
He's like 7 feet tall. He towers over me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he is tall.
Of course, I shrunk over the years. I'm just now just right up under 5 feet now.
Oh, wow.
Under 5 feet.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. But I was very proud of that young Kieran Culkin.
Yeah?
I've loved him ever since that Home Alone movie. Remember that?
No, that was his brother.
Well, yeah, wasn't that the movie about that kid got left behind because his parents reproduced too much or something?
They had a big family, yeah.
Yeah, well, no, Kieran played the spare little brother or cousin or something. He played Fuller McAllister, not Kevin McAllister.
Not Kevin, right.
Yeah, right, yeah, right. Yeah, yeah. But he got up there and he cussed, and that was a little classless of him. They had to bleep him. I don't know if you noticed that up there.
Yeah.
They bleeped him, and he said he was going to put a couple babies up there and his wife because mm-hmm. he won.
Yeah.
I went up to him afterwards and I volunteered to usher that event.
Oh, gosh, Jesse.
I kind of want to be in the papasan in the corner of the room.
Jesse. Bingo us this early in the week.
They don't want that.
Wearing my gold toe socks while Mrs. Culkin is tipping back that cervix. That is so
Jesse.
The heck?
Anyway, I had to be held back from tackling Adrian Brody's.
Why?
Well, they told me that if somebody get up there and they don't respond to music to get off the stage, that I was supposed to run out there and tackle them and use my space karate to put them down.
Huh.
In front of everybody.
Yeah, he went long.
He went way long. I tell you, his speech lasted longer than a Joe Biden nap. And that's a long time now. Because I'm about Joe Biden's age.
You know about old naps.
And old what? Naps. What in the father time happened to Goldie Hawn?
Well, she's getting on in years.
She looked like a Xanaxed out great grandmother that you have to work the remote for.
Oh, gosh.
I mean, now don't get me wrong, I still would, George.
Okay, well, I was wondering.
She's about my demo, so I'd dump a bucket of Astroglide in there and go do my thing. But
Jesse, please.
But yeah, I was surprised to see you out there. And a lot of these young performers, I didn't know about them too much. Like, I got a question for you. What do you get when you cross a banana with having no talent?
Hmm.
You get Timothy Chalamet.
Okay.
He's got to have some talent.
Now, he must have some talent, George, because that Kylie Jenner he's sitting next to. Oh, my goodness. That's some Terry Gold bit his ass, right? That's no cap now. That's no cap. And I love seeing the old, I hate that she didn't win, because I was rooting for Demi Moore. I love Demi Moore.
Yeah.
But her cheeks are real sunken in. I don't know what's going on that. But
well, again, people age.
Yeah,
Jesse.
I guess we do. Yeah. I guess we do. But I did observe that the only thing I've seen that's more sucking than Demi Moore's cheeks is that U-boat that I hit with a shoulder launch torpedo back in 1944. I sunk that thing.
Thank you for your service.
Yes, we appreciate that.
I appreciate that. Mick Jagger, he was looking good.
Yeah, mm-hmm. He's about the same age.
For a Don Knotts corpse impersonator, he was looking good.
Oh, my gosh, man.
Jesse.
I would think you would be much
Sorry
more sensitive.
Sorry to attack one of your favorites there. George.
Yeah.
I know you like him.
Well, yeah.
And I tried to watch the best pictures that they had all nominated up there, but...
Yeah.
I tried to watch that of Nora.
Yeah?
Oh, my Lord, that's so disgusting. That was the most pornographic best picture winner that I've ever masturbated to.
Oh, Jesse! My, okay, Jesse, I mean, Jesse, we're on the air.
So offensive. Jeez. So offensive.
What is wrong with you this morning?
When are we going to drop the bomb on this Ukraine? We need to get that.
We'll let you go.
All right, now.
And we'll see you. There goes Jesse the Usher on hand last night at the Oscars.